Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Paula has one, Roxanne has two, and Peter has four.
All right, Paula. Sure. You are in third place. That means you go first.
The clock
will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
On Monday, Indonesia declared a state of emergency as workers continued to search for survivors of the blank that hit that island's coast.
The tsunami.
Yes. On Sunday, officials in North Korea said the continuing U.S. sanctions made blank less likely.
Getting rid of their nuclear
weapons. Exactly. Denuclearization. This week, a Navy veteran was arrested for sending a pair of suspicious letters to the blank.
To the Pentagon.
Right. On Monday, the governor of California signed a law requiring that publicly traded companies include blanks on their boards of directors.
Women.
Right. This week, Arby's began a promotion that offered blank to anyone who got a tattoo of their logo.
Free food.
No, nothing at all.
Wow!
On Thursday, the Recording Academy announced it was inviting 900 women and people of color to vote on this year's blank nominations.
Grammys?
Yes. This week, an American Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing after a passenger refused to stop blanking.
Bagpipes. He's playing the bagpipes.
He refused to stop doing pull-ups on the overhead bins. The man, who was already visibly intoxicated when he boarded the plane, started making trouble almost immediately. He ordered more drinks, stood in the aisle, and when the flight attendants asked him to sit down, he did what any drunk person does when confronted with their bad behavior and started screaming, "I like beer!" I still like beer! Bill, how did Paula do?
Pretty good. 5 right, 10 more points, total of 11, puts her in the lead.
All right. That was very good, Paula.
Thank you.
Roxanne, you are up next, fill in the blank. On Thursday, the Justice Department indicted 7 Russian spies for a hacking plot tied to the leak of drug testing data from the blank.
From the Olympics.
Right. After an international court ruled against new White House-backed sanctions, the U.S. chose to end a decades-old treaty with blank.
Iran.
Right. This week, 4 white supremacists were arrested in connection with last year's rally in blank.
Charlottesville.
Right. On Monday, former President Blank released a second set of endorsements for elections in November.
Obama.
Right. For their pioneering research in treating cancer, American and Japanese researchers won the Blank Prize for Medicine this week.
The Nobel.
Right. On Thursday, a Blank outbreak tied to recalled eggs spread to its 7th state.
Salmonella.
Right. After a year of anticipation, an exotic animal park in England opened their new penguin exhibit this week. The zoo-goers were disappointed to discover the animals were blank.
They were stuffed.
Oh, you're so close. They were just cardboard cutouts.
Oh,
wow.
The Telford Zoo's new much-hyped penguin enclosure was missing just one thing, penguins. They were unable to get any actual birds, so they just filled the whole thing with cardboard cutouts of penguins. Bill, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
6 right. 12 more points. 14 puts her in the lead.
All right. So then how many does Peter need to ruin Roxanne's day and take it from her?
5 to tie and 6 to win.
Here we go, Peter. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, a judge in California blocked the White House from ending protections for 300,000 blanks.
Corporations.
No, immigrants. Following accusations that he had misled investors, Blank stepped down as Tesla's chairman.
Elon Musk.
Right. This week, Barham Salih, a moderate Kurd, was elected president of Blank.
Iraq.
Yes. This week, police in a small town in Ohio put out an advisory asking residents to stop blanking.
Immigrants was the right answer last time. Immigrants.
No. They asked him to stop calling 911 to report seeing a coyote. It's just a coyote. It can live there. This week, police in a small town in Minnesota put out an advisory asking residents to stop blanking.
But this coyote, same reason?
No, stop calling 911 when they see a drunk bird. On Monday, Amazon announced it would raise the minimum wage of its workers to blank.
$15 an hour.
Yes, on Sunday, European golfers beat the U.S. golfers to claim their 6th consecutive blank cup.
Ryder Cup.
Right. This week, an FBI agent investigating a property in Oregon was injured after he dodged a booby-trapped hot tub, but was blanked.
He dodged a booby-trapped hot tub, but was hit by a log that was a log.
No, he dodged the booby-trapped hot tub, but was shot by a booby-trapped wheelchair. According to the agent, the house was filled with so many traps, it was like an Indiana Jones movie. There were floors with spikes on them, a circular hot tub set on its side that was rigged to roll over any intruders, and of course, a wheelchair that had been equipped with a shotgun. The agent is expected to make a full recovery right after he has some of this cheese that's just sitting here in this big wire thing, completely unguarded. Bill, did Peter do well enough to win?
Well, he tried to close the gap. He got 4 right, 8 more points. Total of 12 means Roxanne is our winner this week.
Bravo, Roxanne.